You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined today by DePaul University head women's basketball coach Chris Huffman. The Tigers finish out their regular season 22-3 on the year, 15-1 in SCAC play, earning the number one seed out of the Eastern Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, the Tigers close out the regular season with an 8-game winning streak. Just talk about where this team is heading into the SCAC Tournament.
Well, you know, I think I've told you a couple times this year, I really like this team. They've got great work ethic and great focus, and I like how we finished the season. But there's a lot more work to be done, so we're heading into that crucial stretch right now.
Coach, as I mentioned, with the number one seed in the Eastern Division, you draw the number four seed out of the West, the Colorado College Tigers. You met once earlier this season back on the 28th of January in Greencastle, where you picked up a 90-60 win behind 19 points and 6 rebounds from Katie Aldridge. Just talk about what, if anything, you can take from that game and learn moving forward as you head towards Friday's matchup.
Well, they're a difficult matchup for us. They really put 5 guards on the floor most of the time, and so that challenges our forward to get down and defend the dribble. And they shoot the 3 so well. So they really spread out our defense. We'll have to be a little bit better than what we were when we were at home, that's for sure. The conference tournament is just a scary time because it's anyone's game. Everyone's evened up once again.
And once again, Coach, we've talked about it so many times, but rebound, again, so vital to this team's success. Plus 13.7 rebounds, far and away tops in the league. But as you look at your roster, you're not filled with a handful of 6-foot-tall plus players. You know, what's been the key to your success getting on the glass this year?
Boy, we stress that from day one, and we work on it every single day. And there's that expectation that people are going to the glass and doing the job, both on the defensive and offensive end. And, you know, I guess maybe it's just that at times we're pretty good at it and we're disciplined. At times we're not. But we certainly want to win the board wars every time we go out and play.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Colorado College having a number of matchup problems. Certainly, as you look at Becky Litch, an incredibly versatile player, averaging 17.6 points, 8.9 rebounds per game. How do you game plan against her and try and, you know, keep her under her average going into Friday's matchup?
Yeah, that's a really tough task for anybody. And we'd like to limit her touches, and so we'd like to keep the ball out of her hands as much as we can, but that's difficult, too, because she can bring it up the floor as a point guard. They'll bring her off the screens to get her on the wing, or they'll post her up. So a little bit of an impossible task, but if we can limit it a few times, and then, you know, we talk a lot about team defense, so, you know, it's not one-on-one, but hopefully we'll have some gap help and some help side, and we can get the ball out of her hands. But, boy, you can't forget about everybody else. I mean, they shoot the ball so well from 3, and everyone can shoot it, and everyone can drive it. So we'll just have to discipline effort on all their players.
Coach, you mentioned shooting the ball well for Colorado College. They shoot just under 75% from the foul line. How important is it to contest shots defensively but not, you know, not foul them and put them at the line for those easy looks?
That is so true, Russell. That's something we also talk about every day. We're not always the greatest at that. We put too many people on the free throw line as we're scrambling and trying to stop the basketball. So definitely making them finish and know that you're going to give up some shots because you had some defensive struggles at times, but don't let them go get those free looks at the free throw line.
You know, conversely, Coach, as you look at your DePaul team, you guys shoot just 65% from the free throw line. Does that concern you at all heading into a weekend, especially a tournament environment where a game could come down to a possession-to-possession basketball matchup?
You know, absolutely. We haven't shot it well as well as we'd like all season long, but yet we've been better as of late. So I think the second half of the season, you know, if I went and I haven't charted it, I think we're much better, and certainly here as of late. So I'm hoping that we're on that upswing. I hope we've forgotten how we started the season from the free throw line. I do think it's such a crucial area in tournament play, and so we will have to be good from the line this weekend.
And finally, Coach, just talk about some keys and adjustments you guys might have to make as you head into the SCAC tournament looking to capture your 6th conference title.
We've seen a lot of different defenses this year. We've seen a lot of zone. We've seen man. We've seen some half-court trap. And so handling the changing defenses will be important. To stay tough mentally and handle teams' runs will be very, very important to us. Hopefully we can use our depth and our experience from our seniors to help bring along some of our younger players who've never experienced this. But it'll be a tough challenge. We're just looking at day one in Colorado College and not much else at this point in time.
DePaul University head women's basketball coach Chris Huffman. Again, the DePaul Tigers closing out the regular season 22-3, 15-1 in conference play. The number one seed in the Eastern Division will play the number four seed out of the West, Colorado College, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time from the Hangar Dome on the campus of Millsaps College Friday. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward to the tournament.
Thanks, Russell.